China is home to the world's largest car market, and it added nearly 18 million drivers just last year. But getting a license isn't easy. There's a practical test and a written one where a passing grade is 90%. Oh, and foreigners get translated questions, which they often find incomprehensible. NPR's Frank Langfitt recently took the written test several times and filed this postcard from Shanghai.
So I'm here at the Shanghai Traffic Bureau. I'm about to go in and take the test. And I can tell you this is actually a really, really hard test because I failed it the first time. It's chosen from over 900 questions. You have to do 100 questions. And I'm going to hope that this time I pass.
It took me 20 minutes to finish this time. I felt confident. I shouldn't have.
So I failed again. I did improve. The first time I got a 77 out of 100. This time I got an 86, which anywhere else would be a solid B, but not on the Chinese driving test.
What makes the test so hard? First, you have to memorize a ton of information. Consider this yes or no question. I'm reading verbatim. If a motorized vehicle driver has caused a major traffic accident in violation of the traffic regulations, which has caused human death due to his escaping, the driver is subject to a prison term of 3 years to 7 years. The answer, it turns out, is no. What's the actual prison term? I have no idea. The second reason the test is tough for foreigners is this.
It's impossible to understand what they're trying to say.
Hugo Yoya is an international trader from Chile. We met after he'd failed the test for the second time.
It's been studying for 2 days already.
How many hours do you think?
I was like, last night it was 3 hours, and I still cannot pass this. It's just like getting really frustrated.
Foreigners do appreciate that officials here offer an English version of the test, but they find some of the translations a hard slog, like this one. When there's a diversion traffic control on the expressway, a driver can stop by the side to wait instead of leaving out of the expressway for continually running after the traffic control. I don't know what that means, but under Chinese law, apparently you can't do it.
My name is Jeffrey Kelsch. I run a marketing research firm here in Shanghai.
Kelsch tried for his license last year so he could drive out of town with his dog for trips. Kelsch failed the first 2 times.
And then I took it a third time, and I actually did worse. So at this point, I decided, okay, I'm giving up on this. I did worse than my second score, which was like, I think it was like an 83 or an 84.
For Chinese people, it's just another exam. And Chinese people are good at exams.
Wei Qi, a Chinese TV producer in Beijing, passed the written test on her first try. She says the format is much easier for Chinese people because they were raised in an education system that emphasizes memorization. But Wei doubts the test produces better drivers.
Because the test is so complicated, it kind of undermined the purpose of a theory test. You know, after the test, I pretty much forget everything. So if you now ask me a question about traffic rule, I still couldn't quite answer you.
I didn't study. I didn't do anything. I've been driving for more than 30 years.
Virgil Adams works as a financial manager in Jiangsu province, outside of Shanghai. Unlike other foreigners who approached the test with dread, Adams knew he would pass the first time. That's because he hired a Chinese agent to fix the results.
I sat down at the terminal and I started taking the test. At the end of the test, as per my agent's instructions, I did not submit my answers. I stood up and walked out of the testing room. My best guess is that probably my agent walked in, sat down at my seat, reviewed my answers, and corrected any wrong ones.
Paying people to take your driver's test is common in smaller cities here. That may explain why, as recently as 2011, China had a similar number of drivers as the U.S., but nearly twice as many traffic deaths. As for me, I finally passed the test. On the fourth try, I got a 93. Afterwards, a police officer at the testing center, who was getting to know me pretty well, came over and shook my hand. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.